This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well to the enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are broadcasting live out of the state of Michigan. And I got to tell you, friends, yes, we're in a hub of evil, but I want to tell you something. The Lord is doing something special in this state. There's no question about it. Just last week, we had shared with you that we were going to be heading down to Michigan or over to Michigan from the state of Minnesota. And that's exactly what we did. We left on Friday morning. I drove 701 miles to get here. That morning we woke up. We broadcasted on Saturday a two-hour live program across the country. And by the way, thank you for the response. I totally appreciate every one of you. And again, you're the reason that we're the number one and number two show in the country. And again, only you can do that. I cannot do that. And we know why you're listening once again. But after I got done preaching in a cold little, a pantry area in the church, because that's what we needed at that time, we just did the two-hour show. 5 minutes later, literally, folks, to my dismay, and I was really pleased to see what I seen, I literally walked from the area where we were doing the broadcast from right into the sanctuary where it was packed. And again, I totally appreciate this, friends. The Lord said, where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. And that's exactly what he's doing today. So again, we thank you for the opportunity, Michigan. That's why we're here. We're doing what the church should be doing. And it's not enough, as I continuously preach, to sit there and complain about the problems. Man, lead the way as you follow the Christ, Luke 19:10, and do what you're commanded to do. Show the world who your allegiance is to, and it's not to the state. Because the state works for us. It's not to the federal government. Because the federal government works for us. This is one nation under God, not one nation under the state. It's not one nation under the federal government. Folks, you see how this works? Put that up against 2 Corinthians 3:17. When you get a moment, it'll put things into perspective for you. But we're here in Michigan. We're going to be here for another day. And then in the process of doing that, friends, we got up yesterday morning. I want to go back a little bit. We preached on Saturday, did the two-hour show, preached for about 4 hours, drove another hour and a half the next morning, then we preached for another 4 hours yesterday. And then that night we actually were invited to go spend some time with friends. We did that, and now here we are on Monday, and we're getting ready to do it all over again because shortly we're going to be leaving from here to Tennessee to do the same thing in Tennessee that we're doing here because, again, we're not going to be accused by men, nor are we going to stand before God trying to profess excuses saying we wish we would have when we had the time to do it. We don't want to do that. We want to redeem the time because we understand the book of Ephesians tells us in chapter 6 that days are evil, and truly they are, friends. We need to make the most of our time. And we only can take with us, friends, not physical things. The only thing that we can take with us is what God does through his Spirit, through the ministry. And that's exactly what we're doing. So, again, without further ado, I just wanted to let you know that we are out there once again and saying thank you to our supporters once again. for keeping us out here, because as you know, this is one ministry that is not satisfied with hiding behind a microphone or hiding behind a pencil. No, our payday is always being with the people. And it was King David that rightly prayed, Lord, give unto me the heathen as thine inheritance in the uttermost parts of the earth. And he said he would give it, and therefore he does, and he has, and we're seeing the same promise fulfilled today in this ministry as well. So thank you for keeping us out there. Now, friends, what I want to do is I want to talk about Carol Doinitz. He was a German admiral. He was also a would-be Führer after Adolf Hitler. And the reason I'm bringing this up today is because I'm hearing more and more and more individuals talking about how what's happening here in America is exactly what happened during the Third Reich under Adolf Hitler. And I just kind of chuckle a little bit because it's interesting. I've been dropping this for 15 years, friends. We're seeing the strong parallel. And the bottom line is this: how couldn't you make the parallel when you understand who Prescott Bush was, who was the father to George H. W. Bush, who is the grandfather to George W. Bush, and understanding that Prescott Bush back in 1942, go online, cross-check everything I'm telling you. Prescott Bush was indicted back in 1942. He was found, friends, funneling money to the likes of Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich. And I want you to put that in the face of America, the fact that we lost 405,399 men during World War II. Prescott Bush and the Bush regime were aiding and abetting Adolf Hitler to establish a Third Reich. He was indicted for it in 1942. Then we see George W. Bush, George Herschel Walker Bush, forgive me, Daddy Bush, call for a New World Order over 202 times back in the 80s and the 90s. He wasn't hiding it, friends. You were being told by the mainstream media these were all conspiracy theorists, so on and so forth. But the fact of the matter is nobody can deny what we're telling you today. And put that up against Jeremiah 11:9. And then all of a sudden, here comes his son, George W. Bush. And then we have September 11th. And then we find out after September 11th from General Wesley Clark that they didn't even know who to attack after September 11th. Okay, friends? And if you understand the Patriot Act, you can line that up with Adolf Hitler, who, by the way, according to Time Magazine's Man of the Year in 1938 in America, he was the man of the year. Did you know that? But do you remember that Adolf Hitler attacked his own Reichstag and he came up with something called Fatherland Security? And it took him 6 years to overthrow the constitution of his country? Did you know that after September 11th, friends, it wasn't a foreign country that fell to attack of the imperialists in the United States of America? It was we, the people, that fell, friends. Under attack by those that we call said representatives, that we call the deep state. Remember, the deep state can't do what the deep state does without your said representatives doing it for them. So it's just another distraction to get you off chasing shadows, nothing more, nothing less. But isn't it interesting, after September 11th, what did we have? We had none other than George W. Bush. And by the way, there was a few men in Congress that had the internal fortitude to tell the American people that George W. Bush could be trying to establish a new world order after September 11th. I didn't say that. It's easy to find. We have videos. We played audio. I'm going to continue this point in just a couple of minutes, friends, because it's interesting that the Patriot Act, which is the act of tyranny, has been established to finance agencies that are not attacking foreign people, but their political opposition. We're seeing history repeat itself. We're going to come right back to this Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Leaders which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to check us out online, please do go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, understand who we are, what it is that we do, what it is that we have done, and what it is that we are doing at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd also like to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies through the CIA media. That's exactly what we're doing right now and the topic in which we're covering. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 13 to 15 articles. We also have platforms over on live radio broadcasting into over 133 cities nationwide, also broadcasting into 53 different countries, also on social media platforms. So you can link to any one of those that you so desire. If you want to check out the platform in which we're on right now, go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe there, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, subscribe, and click onto that platform and join us on Top Chat. You can also do the same thing over on BeForeIt'sNews.com, BeForeIt'sNews.com as well. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here because we understand that the Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. Article 4, Section 4, check it out when you get a moment. Now, let's get back to this topic because what I was just covering, friends, is the fact that there's a lot of people out there right now talking about what's going on in America simultaneously to that of the things of the past concerning Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. And I've been talking about this for 15 years, friends, because it's very simple for me to see. And again, if you study the past, you can then predict the future. But the fact of the matter is, if you do nothing to prevent the future by studying the past, it's going to repeat itself, and that's where we're at today. History is repeating itself. We should not be putting on the new things, friends. The Lord tells us to forsake that. He says, go back to the old things in Jeremiah 6:16. So let me go back to this, friends, and I want you to, again, clearly understand what's going on here. A lot of people are talking about the similarities of Adolf Hitler's Third Reich in America today. And it's like it's easy to see everywhere you turn. You're starting to see a military police state. You're beginning to see these politicians who are unafraid to act out as to who they are. And it's been going on for decades in this country. And but I want to say this. Here's the mercy of God. Because of his judgments, which are upon America today, his judgments are beginning to cause people to turn around and pay attention to the things that they should have been paying attention to a long time ago. And it's interesting that we were talking about this just a couple days ago with somebody. But, friends, it's something, again, that I've always shared with the American people. The Lord's going to get your attention one way or another, and I believe that he's got the attention of the American people today through the judgments, because now it's right in front of their face, and now it's beginning to seize upon their front doors, their interests, their business, their lives, their religion, so on and so forth. Well, again, friends, this is nothing new. This is what happens to a people that wickedly departs from a living God. Like it or not, it doesn't matter. Folks, the Bible says the devils believe and tremble, friends. Everybody knows what I'm telling them is true. And if you think that you're just going to go ahead and ignore the problem and it's going to go away, no, I want to tell you the only thing that's going away right now are your freedoms. Because you're ignoring the problem and because you're refusing to prevent what may be coming on the horizon even now in your country. I mean, I want you to think about this. The Nuremberg trials, and I'll cover this in just a couple of moments. Can you imagine if the Nuremberg trials took place before Hitler and his Third Reich committed the heinous crimes against mankind, starting World War? Do you think it would have been best for the 80 million people in that country in Germany to actually take responsibility and deal with the corrupt administration during Adolf Hitler's criminal tenure? Absolutely, it would have been better. That's what I'm trying to get out of Americans. Prevention is better than cure. And what's missing in this country, friends, is justice. And I'm here to tell you, Americans, you are the strength of the Constitution. You, under God, are the law. And if you're going to remain impotent, you can rest assured judgment's going to fall upon us even harder, 7 times 7. Friends, take that to Leviticus 26, starting in verse 15. But why is everybody talking about Germany? Why is everybody talking about right now about how they're seeing things in America that they've seen through history concerning Adolf Hitler? Because it's exactly what's happening. Remember, for 15 years, I was crazy telling everybody this, right? Now we're here. It's at our front door. You can hear them knocking. Just like Amos 6:3 tells us, friends, see, God's faithful enough to always warn us. But if we take heed to his warnings, if we fail to do so, this, again, is exactly what's going to happen, and it's happening today. I want you to listen to this carefully. Just this morning, I had an older gentleman call me, and he's a great guy. And as we were having a conversation, he said, Bradley, he said, what's happening in America today is frightening. He said, this is exact, and he's a smart guy, by the way. This is exactly what happened in Adolf Hitler's Germany. And I said, I know. My gosh, how many times do I need to blow the trumpet? How many times do I need to ring the bell? America, we need to put a stop to this before it gets worse. We need to do what corrupt politicians are not doing. In the face of that, I do want you to understand Karl Dönitz, the German admiral, said he wanted to be the Führer after Adolf Hitler. He said politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. It's exactly what's going on today. Politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes, said Karl Dönitz. That was back in the 30s. Who do you think's responsible for all of this continual warfare that no nation can endure? Well, we can call out the politicians. Yep, we can. But we can't complain about the politicians because the politicians are the ones that are allowed to do the things that they do, because the people, the responsible party before God, fail to deal with their corruption. Yet if you take the time to check out the U.S. Constitution, friends, you can easily find the provision that the people are supposed to take concerning the laws that they're supposed to enforce against those criminals. So don't complain about what you tolerate. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Did you know that just recently, staying on this topic, friends, did you know that just recently we had one of these Salem communication dinosaurs come out and talk about what, namely Dennis Prager, for the record, not that he hasn't done some good things, but these people are disconnected from the people in a lot of ways. But Dennis Prager come out most recently, and he was talking about all the things that are going on, and I suspect he was talking about the virus, and he said, this is the Reichstag fire. And I'm here to tell you, this guy's 21 years late. History shows us Adolf Hitler attacked his own Reichstag. He cast into the minds of 80 million people in Germany that his political opposition was the new devil that needed to be taken down. The foolish people in Germany, and by the way, they're embarrassed for this even to the day in which I'm speaking, they went out and they took care of Adolf Hitler's political opposition. What they didn't realize is when they threw off God and took off Adolf Hitler, because this is what we're seeing today, they don't have on Christ, they have on Trump or their favorite politician. The Lord rebukes that every step of the way. Here, let me do this really quick. I'm going to come right back to that. I want you to listen to this really quick, because this is probably going to shock some of you people. But you need to hear this, because this is history that you must learn from. Let me say it real slow. Dictators are not hated. They are loved by the people. People need to understand that Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot, Idi Amin, friends, the list goes on. Benito Mussolini, they were not hated. They were hailed by the people. Put it up against Scripture. Let me go back to Adolf Hitler, and then I'm going to bring you to Nebuchadnezzar really quick so you can understand what I'm talking about. A school teacher back in 1932 said of Louis Solmes, he was a Hamburg teacher back in 1982, okay? This is what he said concerning Adolf Hitler and the admiration that the people had for Adolf Hitler. Okay, listen. How many looked up to him with a touching faith as their helper, their savior, their deliverer from unbearable stress? That was how people looked to Adolf Hitler. If that was happening today, you better know it is. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, broadcasting live out of Michigan. We'll be right back.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President-elect Joe Biden is honoring the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., speaking virtually during the annual Blessed Community Service at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. Biden says the United States is still in need of the message King delivered in his final sermon.
Let's remember that the final call of Dr. King, which was, let us move on in these powerful days, these days of challenge, to make America what it ought to be. That's our charge.
Former Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar believes the nation is still on track to have the majority of Americans vaccinated for COVID-19 by the summer. Azar saying despite the slow rollout, 50 million doses have been made available and 14 million Americans have gotten their first shot. You're listening to USA Radio News. After letting a virus leave its country and cause a pandemic across the world, China's economy is continuing to rebound.
Chinese officials said Monday that their GDP expanded by 4.9% in the third quarter from a year earlier, putting China's economy back toward its pre-coronavirus levels. The Wall Street Journal says China revived its economy in three stages. First, by shutting down most economic activity. In April of 2020, authorities got factories revved up again, allowing exports to increase. Then in the third quarter, authorities began encouraging consumers to venture out and open up their wallets. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A California man is under arrest for felony criminal trespassing after they say he lived inside O'Hare International Airport in Chicago for 3 months. Prosecutors saying Aditya Singh has made his home at O'Hare since mid-October because he was scared to fly because of the coronavirus. The man taken into custody Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, I see a lot of comments going across social media platforms right now. Some people saying this is crazy. Some 70-year-old individual just said, I've learned more in the last couple minutes and I'm 70 years old. Yeah, because you've got history under your belt. These up-and-comings, these entitlement attitude fools, they think that they know everything when in fact they know absolutely nothing. And what we're seeing is history repeat itself. I was just sharing with you. I'm just giving you facts. You go ahead with your bad self. If you want to call in and confront me, I'm here. I'm waiting. Everybody's waiting to hear you set me straight. 1-866-582-9933. Give me a call. Set me straight. 1-866-582-9933. I was just giving you actual quotes. By the way, Adolf Hitler was named Times Magazine's Man of the Year in 1938, cross-checked the crazy man. Cross-check me when I'm telling you this kind of stuff, okay? Because it's true. I just shared with you, listeners, that back in 1932, Louis Solman, a Hamburg school teacher in 1932, said that the people's admiration for Adolf Hitler was just this. How many look up to him with touching faith as their helper, their savior, their deliverer from unbearable stress? That's how they looked at Adolf Hitler. I was highlighting the fact that Americans, dictators, are not hated, they're loved. I want to show you so that even back in 1930s, did you know that your president, in 1930s, friends, your president had Americans calling Joseph Stalin Uncle Joe. Joseph Stalin was responsible for killing 60 million of his own people. This is what President Roosevelt had the American people believe in. This is what the media back in the 20s and 30s had the American people believing, that Joseph Stalin was the kindly old Uncle Joe. Okay? Whenever you see Mao Zedong, by the way, if you go to China right now, the grandkids of the grandparents, I'm sorry, the grandparents of the grandkids that are alive today that are worshiping Mao Zedong is in fact responsible for killing many of their grandparents off by a man-made drought, where he literally created crisis, killing off his political opposition. Oh, this is a fact. This is a fact. This is history repeating itself over and over and over and over again, because people don't want to do their own due diligence. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, and here we are today. I'm trying to get you to understand that what's going on out here can all stop if you actually want to keep the commandments of the living God, you 86% of the Christians, and actually deal with the corruption that he promised, that if we kept it, he would answer from heaven. Put that up against Isaiah 26, verse 9 as well. And I'm just thinking of other scriptures in the process of that, because I'm in particular thinking of Deuteronomy 8:11 right now. And I want you to hear this, because this is from heaven to you right now. You want a prophetic word? Here, let me give you your prophetic word, friends. Beware that you forget not the Lord your God, and not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command you this day. Some guy just said to me, why don't you tell us what to do? How many times every show during the hour that I'm allotted from Monday to Friday, I give you the hours, I give you the answers throughout the hour several times. The problem that some of you people are having is the fact that it's not the answer that you want. You want someone else to fix your problems for you. And you have been, well, what's been cast into your mind that, again, those that are taking care of the problem know better than you do. And let me ask you something. If that was true, are things getting better or are things getting worse? Just asking. Well, if things are getting worse, then we better start listening to the Spirit of God, because he lays us as the responsible party to right the wrong. And again, when you line that up to the U.S. Constitution, we the people are the responsible party. We the people in this country are the government. So if you want to sit there and complain about all these things going on around you, you go ahead and continue to do so. You go keep on complaining about what you are tolerating. Because there's just some people that are not going to tolerate what's taking place in this country in any sense of the word. And I'm telling you what, that is the voice of the people. That is the conscience of the people. Friends, I was also highlighting here that one of the individuals, Dennis Prager, a Salem communication dinosaur, he's disconnected from the people, and I appreciate some of the good things that he's done, but he's very disconnected. And he said that what's going on today, and I suspect that he was talking about the virus, he said that this is the Reichstag fire. And I'm here to tell you that he's 21 years late. That took place after September 11, 2001. Is it not telling, friends, that General Wesley Clark, the man to go to in our military, is it not telling that he told the American people right after September 11th they didn't know who to attack? Is that not telling? Didn't James Madison say to us, America, the fourth president of the United States of America, the one that warned us that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it's going to come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy? Yep, yep. Isn't that interesting? Did you know that after September 11th, they came up with something called the Patriot Act? 535 members of Congress, not one of them read it before they signed it. You want to know why? It was this high, right? It was this high, and it was delivered to them to sign at 3:30 in the morning. Not a one of them read it. How about that, crazy Americans that don't know the information? that they should know. 3:30 in the morning, the Patriot Act was signed. What is the Patriot Act? It's unpatriotic. It's unconstitutional. It usurps this through emergency powers. Sound familiar? All 50 states in America today, emergency powers. See, the only way they can get away with what they're getting away with is because there's a lot of ignorant Americans that don't know what this says. The Patriot Act is unconstitutional. Therefore, it renders it unlawful. You want the definition? Those that are enforcing that which is unlawful are criminals. Do you know how many agencies were created after September 11th through the Patriot Act? Hey, friends, let me ask you something. Who are the domestic terrorists? Is it the Muslims? No. Is it those that are trying to undermine the U.S. Constitution and the United States of America that are being used as political battering rams? Nope, like the Muslims, homosexuals, the communist organizations like the ACLU, organizations like CARE, and the list goes on in the hundreds. Has your government dealt with them? No, they're funneling money into them. Why? Because they're trying to establish a new world order. Did you know that there's over 700 military bases on this planet right now that American boys and girls are facilitating? Did you know that? You probably didn't know that. Did you know that there's 162 countries and 737 military bases? What are they doing there? Can anybody tell me in the Constitution where we've been given that authority to police the world? What's going on, foolish Americans? Huh? What's going on? Well, I didn't know that. That's my point. You're being destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You're not digging in because you could care less. You're not thankful for the freedoms that have been bestowed upon you through the sacrifice of hundreds of thousands of men who laid down their lives fighting off tyranny in other countries. Well, you are now conditioned and dummied down to accept it by your said representatives that you all the well know that don't work for you anymore in your own country. You're a traitor to the cause, people, if you accept it. Going back to the Patriot Act. Did you know that those agencies are created to war against their domestic terrorists? Guess who the domestic terrorists are? Christians, constitutionalists, patriots, conservatives, pro-lifers, Second Amendment. If you agree with this, you're a domestic terrorist. Oh, Bradley, that's just crazy. Really? I got another question for you. What's happening in D.C. right now? I wish I had some of you bold individuals that think this is nonsense to go ahead and give me a call and call me out and educate me. 1-866-582-9933. What's happening at the U.S. Capitol right now, Americans? It's a show of force. Not against corruption in Washington, D.C. It's a show of force against Americans that want to hold corrupt politicians accountable for their crimes. It's exactly what it is. We now know, just last week in Washington, D.C., it was all staged. The whole event was staged. The president calls them up, they get out there, and they set out and plan how they're going to go ahead and send in their paid protesters in buses, right? Paid provocateurs. Modern-day brown shirts, this has been going on in this country for a long, long time. This isn't the first time it's happened, right? So we know that there's corrupt police that were opening up the doors. This was a staged event, period. We all know this. At the end of the day, friends, who was it aimed at? Was it aimed at corruption in D.C.? Or was it aimed at anybody that wants to right the wrongs in their government? You answer the question, and if you just said to yourself, this is aimed at the American people, and you're exactly right as to what you just said, Bradley Dean, well, then I'm telling you, history is repeating itself, is it not? Yes, it is, because this is exactly what they did. And who's the media browbeating right now, friends, more than constitutionalists, Christians, patriots, and those that mean to uphold the rule of law in this land? That's who the mainstream media is attacking. That's who the mainstream media is trying to cast into your mind as being the bad guys in America, the domestic terrorists. It's exactly what Adolf Hitler said. Do you understand? I'm going to try to get to the pith and marrow of this. I'm trying to lay this out a little bit, friends. because I want you to understand that prevention is better than cure, because if we don't put a stop to this...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction. So it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Last segment, if you want to call in, please do. We're on the road right now in Michigan. And the fact of the matter is, friends, if you want to call in, now is the time to do it. We got a lot of uneducated fools out there today. And of course, I'm talking about the squeaky wheel. But if they have something to teach us all, I wish they would call us and set the record straight. If you'd like to do that, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. Check out that platform. Watch us on Top Chat. Or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. And go ahead and check us out on that platform as well. Social media. Click it on. Join us on a live feed. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want to make clear as to what I was just talking about. Look what's going on at the Capitol right now. That was a whole staged event. We know that there was paid protesters bust in. We know that there was paid provocateurs. We know that there were crooked cops. This is all on film, by the way. This is all on film. Okay, so I just shared that with you. So what do? I start seeing some of these top chat feeds saying, well, I didn't agree with what they were doing there. Hey, nobody agrees with what they were doing there, people. But what you have to pay attention to, it wasn't the good people doing it. Think. It wasn't the good people doing it. Why would you suggest in that comment that you didn't agree with what took place there as if to suggest that it was the good people that did it? Because you're listening to the mainstream media and they're useful idiots, aren't you? That's why it's crossed your mind that it was actually the good guys at the Capitol doing that. They were paid provocateurs. They were paid by agencies within. They're the modern brown shirts. Are you starting to see how this works, friends? You know what's sad about it is the good people, they sit back and they just want to, they want to stay in the middle way. I'm here to tell you, there is no middle way. You're either on the side of the right, the Lord, the Bible, the Constitution, American government, or you're on the other side, okay? And wasn't it Jesus that said, I'd rather have you hot or cold, but if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth? You better get it right. Because for you to have one foot in and one foot out, you better understand, sooner or later, you're going to start taking shots from both sides. And it ain't going to be good for anything that you think you're taking a stand for. While you try to save your life, you're going to end up losing your life. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. Let me get back to something else that I want to highlight. I might bring this over in tomorrow's show as well. Because people are foolish, to say the least. You, some of you people out there, I want to say, not all of you, some of you people out there on social media, you're scary. You people are scary. And when I think of those in Hitler's Third Reich and the people that were bystanders that did nothing, you know what they did? They wanted to play the middle way, too. You know what they did? They became informants for the Third Reich to make a little money off of selling out their neighbors that were innocent in the face of God and man. You remind me of those kind of people. You remind me of those kind of people that will start to turn in your neighbors. And guess what? This form of government, which is un-American in a lot of ways, is seeking for people like you to get paid to inform them to turn in people like me. Okay? Here's my phone number. 1-866-582-9933. You go ahead and share that information. Okay? Because I want you to let them know they have 330 million people watching every single move that's taking place there. And I want to tell you traitors that would do something like that, and I'm not afraid that you will, go for it. Go ahead with your bad self and do what you have to do. But I want to tell you something right now. When you sell the truth out, you better understand that you're going to reap what you sow. Put that up against Galatians 6, 7. The same way that Judas betrayed the truth, Jesus Christ, for 30 pieces of silver, what was his end? And you better know that was his end, and it's going to be your end too. And you better repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Because what's happening in this country, nobody, and I said nobody, can justify what's taking place here. Remember how I was just talking a couple minutes ago about how dictators are loved by the people? I'm going to bring this over into a part two tomorrow, friends. Do you guys all remember Daniel 3 and Nebuchadnezzar and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? You guys all remember that? Well, I'm not going to go into the story of Abednego, but they, you know, I want to, the message in Daniel 3 is, you don't bow, you don't burn. The fourth man shows up, amen, hallelujah, okay? But in Daniel 3, you got to understand that Nebuchadnezzar was loved by the people. Nebuchadnezzar was loved by the people. King Ahab was loved by the people. Jeroboam was loved by the people. Do you understand? King Herod was loved by the people. The Bible says that which is highly esteemed amongst men is an abomination in the sight of God. That means if you put something before God, you can rest assured sooner or later the Lord's going to remove it because no one's going to take his place. And at the end of the day, your knee's going to bow and confess that Jesus is Lord. Who is Jesus? That's my big brother. Just so you know, that's my big brother. He's the one that died on Calvary. He was the one that was delivered up by the Pharisees and the religious people that he warned us of, right? And the Herodians, the corrupt government during the time. Mark 8:15. Read it when you get a moment. Remember, it was the people saying we have no king but King Caesar, right? Remember, they loved Caesar. You see how this works? They loved them. They hated the truth. They loved their idol. But Nebuchadnezzar, it tells us in Daniel 3, the king made an image of gold, right, whose height was 3 score cubits. It goes on, the breadth 3, 4, 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon, and it goes on. But I want you to listen who is supporting him. Verse 2, Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors. You guys tracking yet? The sheriffs and all of the rulers of the provinces were all there bowing the knee to Nebuchadnezzar. Guess what all of the people during the time of Nebuchadnezzar did? They did whatever Nebuchadnezzar said, and when they heard the music, they bowed to the golden idol that he created. Then there was four guys. Oh, I'm sorry, three. Then the fourth showed up. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, no way, we're not doing it. But my question for you is, and my point is this, did they love Nebuchadnezzar? Yep, they loved Nebuchadnezzar. They always did. As a matter of fact, when you see John the Baptist come on the scene in Luke 3, I believe it is, you see all the bad guys in concert, one with another, thinking that they're going to go ahead and set up the kingdom of hell on earth. And the Lord made sure through the cross of Jesus Christ and that bad boy prophet John the Baptist to make sure that the people understood exactly what they were getting themselves into. And if you remember right now that this comes to my aid by the Holy Ghost, as he was being led up to the cross by the very people that I've already identified, it was interesting to note that the women were crying for Jesus. And what did Jesus turn and say to them, bearing the cross and walking up to Calvary to be crucified? What did he say to them, friends? Don't cry for me, but cry for you and your children. Because if they'll do this in a green tree, will you still have the knowledge and truth and understanding and the power to right the wrongs? He said, just imagine what they're going to do in a dry tree. Just imagine what they're going to do as you continuously give them more power, friends. Just imagine, friends, this foreign, this invisible enemy called the virus. Look what it has done. It has been a direct attack on Americans, a direct attack on your freedoms, and they're prospering like mad. They're aggrandizing more power as the people submit to what? The music and the golden image, the government, their favorite politician. Is it true? I'm going to say one more thing, and we're going to pick this up again tomorrow. If you remember right, when you go over to Daniel 8, verse 25, what does it say about how they would prosper? The Antichrist. And through their policy, hey, folks, if you're tired of man's 10,000 policies, which undermine the Constitution, get back to God's Ten Commandments and right the wrong by eradicating the policy. But it tells us, and through his policy, and also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. He shall magnify himself in his heart. Hello, President America. Hello. Look at what America's worshiping today. And he shall magnify himself in his heart. And by peace, right, false promises, shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of preachers. But I'm here to tell you and those that side with such that he shall be broken without hand. Hey, folks, he who spits against heaven shall surely fall on his back. Regardless of life or death, friends, rest assured, these men are mere men, and their covenant of hell shall be disannulled. Put that up against Isaiah 28, verse 18. By the way, thank you to all you cowards that failed to call in. Appreciate you guys. You proved my point.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.